top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the Prime Evening News for today, Thursday, February 29th, 2024, in the headlines.
Q, top of the hour news.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres stated that the urgent need for global cooperation in addressing the climate crisis.
The big stage.
By establishing connections between events to steer the world towards sustainability. Antigua and Barbuda has expressed its endorsement for Ghana's nominee for the position of Secretary General of the Commonwealth,
Q, top of the hour,
which will become vacant in October this year.
Wherever it happens, local.
And survivors from Uganda's infamous Lord's Resistance Army rebel group voiced their discontent with the compensation decreed by the International Criminal Court. Details coming up next.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has praised ministers from across the globe for convening at a crucial and necessary meeting, emphasizing the imminent threat of climate-related crises faced by the world. He attributed these crises to human activities, noting that those least responsible bear the brunt of the impacts. Guterres stressed the imperative for collective action to address the climate crisis by establishing connections between various factors, aiming to guide the world towards a sustainable path.
President Ruto, dear leaders, excellencies, friends, thank you for coming together at this important assembly to tackle the environmental crisis we face. Your efforts are urgent. Our planet is on the brink. Ecosystems are collapsing. Our climate is imploding. And humanity is to blame. The fallout from poisoned rivers to rising seas arm us whole. Yet, those least responsible suffer most a burning injustice. We must work together to combat this crisis, recognizing the links between them, to put the world on a sustainable path and turbocharge sustainable development. That means taking urgent action to accelerate a just transition from fossil fuels to renewables, to adapt to extreme weather, deliver climate justice, get a grip on pollution, protect and restore ecosystems, and drive progress towards the other targets in the Kunming-Montreal Global Biodiversity Framework. Countries must set national targets to deliver that framework. They must capitalize the new loss and damage fund, and they must create new economy-wide nationally determined contributions by 2025 that align with limiting global temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius.
Guterres emphasizes the necessity for governments to collaborate in creating a fresh treaty addressing plastic pollution and substantially boosting funding for sustainable development initiatives.
Together, we need governments to deliver a new treaty on plastic pollution and to massively increase finance for sustainable development and for climate and biodiversity action in developing countries. I urge countries to deliver our proposed SDG stimulus, and all commitments made by developed countries must be met. We must also ensure that production and trade of those minerals critical to the renewables revolution is sustainable and provides maximum benefit to developing countries. The United Nations panel on critical energy transition minerals will support these efforts. This assembly plays a vital role in driving environmental action. And you have shown before that you can unite and deliver, most recently with your historic decision to negotiate a plastic treaty. I urge you to do so again and go further. There are many important resolutions before you, so please take this chance to drive multilateral solutions. Let's see the Nairobi spirit deliver once again.
And that was United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. The deputy chair of the Carnival Road Parade Committee extended heartfelt appreciation to all individuals who actively engaged in this year's vibrant carnival celebration, emphasizing the pivotal role of such events in showcasing and preserving the country's rich cultural heritage. Stressing the significance of community involvement, the deputy chair underscored that the essence of culture thrives through the active participation of its people, asserting that without their enthusiastic engagement, the essence of cultural expression would be diminished.
Firstly, I want to say Road Parade Committee is a team of volunteers that works closely with DDA. We've been the group of people who help things to happen that nobody knows is really doing anything. We prefer it that way. We really want everything to grow and build, and we're just there to have everything grow. We would like to express our gratitude to everyone that takes part in the carnival. The participants, the sponsors, thank you very much. The contestants, everyone. Because carnival is a tradition that helps us to express our culture. And without the people, we cannot have a tradition. Without the people, there is no culture to express. So we want everyone involved to know that we are grateful for it, and we look forward to being there with everyone to help it to continue. That's our gratitude. The invitation, we want everyone as well to know that, hey, yes, carnival has been improving. This year was a success. We had much more floats, much more people taking part in the different parades, different carnival bands. We love that. Thank you. We invite everyone to be there with us, and we thank you for it.
The deputy chair of the Carnival Road Parade Committee. Cricket West Indies, CWI, has officially announced the squads for the six regional teams participating in the 2024 CG United Women's Super 50 Cup and T20 Blaze. Among the players selected, Anisha Fontaine, Amaya Gilbert and Pearl Etienne will be part of the Windward Island Women's Squad in both tournaments. The CG United Super 50 Cup matches are scheduled to take place at three venues in St. Kitts, Warner Park, the Conroy Cricket Centre and St. Paul's Sports Complex from March 4th to March 25th, with over 50 matches commencing at 10 a.m. local time. Simultaneously, the T20 Blaze will provide 5 full days of cricket entertainment for fans from March 17th to March 25th at Warner Park. Each day will feature 3 matches starting at 10 a.m. That's 2:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. under lights. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website. That's www.q95da.com. Daryl Bob, secretary of the Dominica Calypso Association, commends the association's successful hosting of the largest and most attended Calypso Finals event, despite facing unnecessary challenges. The DCA is advocating for an extension of the carnival season to alleviate the congestion of events preceding Carnival Monday and Tuesday.
Our efforts have once again paid off. We, as we mark with pride, having staged once again the largest and most patronized and memorable event, the Calypso Finals, building up from the eliminations in December to January 10th, all in the face of absolute unnecessary adversity. The DCA would like to see an extension of the carnival season to avoid the cluster of events that occur, too many of which occurring on the same dates, as it is only common sense that our economy cannot sustain what we seem to be trying to achieve. At the DCA, our work will continue, and it will include staging another big event which started about 2 years ago. We call it the Calypso Day, where we focus more on education and we climax with a big show. So look out for Calypso Day. It was very successful last year, where we brought in the mighty Gabby from Barbados, and he really impacted the minds of our people as to the importance of Calypso to us.
Bob urged more people to embrace the Calypso genre instead of opposing it, emphasizing its significance as part of Dominican culture. He highlighted the importance of young people embracing this aspect of their cultural heritage.
We should embrace Calypso. We should not fight down Calypso, because Calypso is really, we are a Calypso people. It doesn't matter your religion, it doesn't matter where you're from. And I heard Ilson say not very long ago that we should not forget the young people. We have a very young man who is a 10th time king. We had a young monarch last year, very young man. And Calypso Association also sponsors the junior monarch every year. We do make reservations for young people all the time. We cannot do it unless we do not want Calypso to continue. So I want to make the bold statement that I know a lot of people will misunderstand or misconstrue. Calypso is not for young people. Calypso is for everyone who wants to be part of their culture, their economic development. They want to learn and they want to be part of the process of getting that to happen. It is for everyone. It's unfortunate that Calypso does not promote nudity, crass lyrics, and the young folks, that's what they are drawn to, unfortunately. But we will continue to stay the course. As you can see, young people like King Dice is unshakable. He's on a path, and I can bet you Trilogy is going to continue, and all the other young persons, because they have a want for information and for being part of their development.
And that was Dominica Calypso Association Secretary Daryl Bob. Jolly's Pharmacy will be undertaking its fifth annual 5K run, as scheduled for April 27th, 2024, aimed at promoting awareness about diabetes and sickle cell anemia in Dominica. Carlton Lando, who serves as head of sales, public relations and public health at Jolly's Pharmacy, announced the event. He emphasized the significance of wearing blue to symbolize support for diabetes awareness and burgundy or red to show solidarity with those affected by sickle cell anemia.
But let me just again give you the date for the national 5K run. We have settled on the date, and it is going to be April 27th. It is the last Saturday in the month of April, and we will be having that national wellness 5K run. It is our fifth edition, and we are running this year for diabetes awareness and sickle cell anemia awareness. So these are the two major causes that we'll be running for this year. So if you are running for diabetes, we expect you to wear a blue shirt, preferably sky blue. But if you don't have sky blue, you can wear any blue shirt that is at your home, right? We're no longer printing shirts, because guess what? When we were printing the shirts, almost more than 50% of the money that we have collected went to the printers. And so we felt it was sort of futile. It was robbing away from the main cause of giving monies to these NGOs that support these particular causes. And so for us to be able to capitalize on almost all of the money that we'd have raised for donation, we advise you to wear that particular color. Mm-hmm. If you're running for sickle cell anemia, you could wear either burgundy shirt or red shirt.
Carlton Lando, head of sales, public relations and public health at Jolly's Pharmacy. In other news, Antigua and Barbuda has announced its backing for Ghana's nominee for Secretary General position of the Commonwealth, which is set to become vacant in October this year. During discussions held on the sidelines of the CARICOM meeting, Antigua and Barbuda's Prime Minister Gaston Brong engaged in talks with Ghana's Minister for Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Honorable Shirley Ayoko Botchwe, regarding her candidacy for the Commonwealth's top role. In their conversation, Minister Botchwe outlined her vision to revitalize the Commonwealth Secretariat, emphasizing key areas such as trade and investment, climate change, youth development, education, and the concerns of small island developing states seeds. Prime Minister Brong expressed Antigua and Barbuda's full support for Ghana's candidacy, highlighting the historical ties between the two nations and their harmonious diplomatic relations. He also pledged to enhance bilateral relations through increased people-to-people exchanges and improve air connectivity between Ghana and the Caribbean region. Honorable Shirley Ayoko Botchwe is currently the sole candidate vying for the Commonwealth top position, with elections scheduled for October 22, 2024. And International Criminal Court judges ruled on Wednesday that nearly 50,000 victims of Uganda's militia commander Dominic Ongwen should receive a total of over 52 million euros, so that's $56 million, in compensation, marking a record reparations order.
Judges at the International Criminal Court have ordered record compensation of over $56 million for victims of Ugandan militia commander Dominic Ongwen. He was a top commander in the notorious Lord's Resistance Army rebel group, led by fugitive warlord Jeff Kony, that terrorized Ugandans for nearly 20 years.
€52,429,000.
However, the ICC reparations are to be divided across an estimated nearly 50,000 victims. That amounts to a symbolic individual payment of just 750 euros, or a little over $800, in addition to rehabilitation. Former LRA abductee Adong Winnie said she's not happy.
The order, it's unfair, because if they're paying us 750, that's around 3 million Ugandan money. That is really little money. Like, for example, for me, I was shot. My hand, I've lost my arm. I can't do any heavy work. So that money can't even buy me land. It can't even reparate what I lost in my life.
In 2021, Ongwen, a former child soldier who ran 5 years in prison on 60 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity. They included rape, murder, and child abduction. His victims include refugees attacked in their camps and women and children abducted and forced to become sex slaves or child soldiers. However, the judges said Ongwen, currently serving his sentence in Norway, did not have the resources to pay the compensation himself. Instead, they asked the tribunal's own trust fund for victims to help cover the cost. The judges warned that victims cannot expect payments to be executed soon after the issuance of this reparations order. In addition, they said the fund, which relies on voluntary contributions, might not be able to raise enough money to match the sum ordered.
That's the Prime Evening News, and here's a recap of the headlines. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres stated the urgent need for global cooperation in addressing the climate crisis by establishing connections between events to steer the world towards sustainability. Antigua and Barbuda has expressed its endorsement for Ghana's nominee for the position of Secretary General of the Commonwealth, which will become vacant in October this year. And the survivors from Uganda's infamous Lord's Resistance Army rebel group voiced their discontent with the compensation decreed by the International Criminal Court, ICC.
Q95.
I've been your presenter for this environment.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station.